Seems to me that we celebrate the saints, those who made it, you know, officially and unofficially. And I think what I find in the gospel I want to share with you is the part about saint making. And this is saint making, in one sense, for adults, where we've learned that we can't be good little boys and girls all the time. And we're perplexed. There's more to it than that. Chapters were added to the Bible in the 1200s. But verses in the chapters were not added until the 1500s. So, where we start today with the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 5, verse 1, we miss the pickup line. It's like the five chord in music that leads you into the tonic, the root note. Jesus went throughout Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the good news of the kingdom and curing every disease and every sickness among the people. So his fame spread throughout all Syria, and they brought to him all the sick, those who were afflicted with various diseases and pains, demoniacs, epileptics, and paralytics, and he cured them. And great crowds followed him from Galilee, the Decapolis, Jerusalem, Judea, and from beyond the Jordan. Now, chapter 5, verse 1, seeing the crowds, Jesus went up the mountain. Whom did he see? The sick, those afflicted with various diseases and pains, demoniacs, epileptics, and paralytics. It's us. Whether we either know it or we don't, or we're in denial about it. But when he sat down, his disciples came to him. In other words, those who were ready to be taught, self-selected from among the paralytics and from all of them. Well, you know, walking up the hill paralyzed, it's a little trick. But they self-selected on that day and said, we're ready to be taught. And the crowd stayed down there and milled around and maybe listened in. What might we learn tonight? Here's the part of the preface before the Holy Holy I want to use tonight. It's going to be the theme of the homily. It says, O God, we know that you came to the aid of mortal beings, which would be us, with your divinity, and even fashioned for us a remedy out of mortality itself. That which is most fearful. So that the cause of our downfall might become the means of our salvation. What's proposed in this, in the Exultet, in other ways of things that the church says, is that, O happy fault, O necessary sin of Adam, that gained for us such a Savior. Because in recognizing where we're at, we get to say, oh, I need somebody. That's the moment of O happy fault. And I take blessed are the poor in spirit as that. Who are the poor in spirit? The way to get at it is reciting to you my favorite summary of a quotation from the philosopher Hans Georg Gadamer. I'm sure you all read. He said, my summary is, experience, if it deserves the name, means multi-sided disillusionment of expectation. As adults, we get to be and gain experience in adulthood when our expectations are dissolved in so many areas. And in those moments, blessed are the poor in spirit. Because we get to see that the humiliation of recognizing our mortality, our malice, our terror or fear can become the very place of a new relationship with God in Christ. So let me give you a mundane example. I grew up in Nebraska. Neener, neener, neener. And you know, in Nebraska, we've only got two teams. The Cornhuskers and the Blue Jays. And this, so we 18,900 people show up for Blue Jay basketball games regularly in Omaha. So there, Marquette. But in Nebraska, we all have an inferiority complex because it's a flyover state. So when the Cornhuskers are doing really well, we have an identity that we could be proud of. And if you've looked at how they've been doing this semester, one would think it's time to jump off a building because they can't win for losing. And I'm sure that there's a great sense of depression in the state because of that. Now, that may apply to the Badgers, may apply to the Packers, but I'm not going to go there. The part is about identity and identification with something that makes me bigger so I don't have to be the small, vulnerable creature I am. And when we look back to the glory years of the Cornhuskers, they won 4 or 5 national titles since the 60s. And then we suffer through the rest. It's almost as bad as being a Cubs fan. Sorry. Nothing against the Cubs, just that. But the deal is, when our expectations are dashed, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs, for yours, is the kingdom of heaven. Because it's the moment to discover, here, I'm just a vulnerable creature trying to be bigger than life and shore up my poor identity. What's the good news? The cause of our downfall becomes the means of our salvation. And that's what we give thanks for here at the Eucharistic prayer. So perhaps some of you recognized yourselves as disciples of being willing to listen or maybe even taught. And the rest of the crowds, come again. There might be a time to be taught. Same here. Let us go on to pray and call to mind how we can bring ourselves to Christ with less and less pretense.